Titus 3:1 put them in mind, to be subject to principalities and powers, to obey magistrates, to be ready to every good work. 3:2 to speak evil of no man, to be no brawlers, but gentle, shewing all meekness unto all men. 3:3 for we, ourselves also were sometimes foolish, disobedient, deceived, serving divers lusts and pleasures, living in malice and envy, hateful, and hating one another. 3:4 but after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, 3:5 not by works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost. 3:6 which he shed on us abundantly, through Jesus Christ our Savior. 3:7 that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs, according to the hope of eternal life. 3:8 this is a faithful saying, and these things I will that thou affirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men. 3:9 but avoid foolish questions, and genealogies, and contentions, and strivings about the law. For they are unprofitable, and vain. 3:10 a man that is an heretic after the first and second admonition reject. 3:11 knowing that he that is such is subverted, and sinneth, being condemned of himself. 3:12 when I shall send Artemas unto thee, or Tychicus, be diligent to come unto me to Nicopolis. For I have determined there to winter. 3:13 bring Zenas the lawyer, and Apollos on their journey diligently, that nothing be wanting unto them. 3:14 and let ours also learn to maintain good works, for necessary uses, that they be not unfruitful. 3:15 all that are with me salute thee. Greet them that love us in the faith. Grace be with you, all. Amen.